Hi, this is Aaron Crocco.
And I'm Gozer.
And we're from The GeekCast, which you could find at www.geekcastonline.com. And you're listening to Strangely Literal with Tabs.
Dislike that Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
Strangely Literal, the podcast.
You haven't seen my drawer of inappropriate starches.
Here's the part where you make a choice.
Deborah Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
This goes beyond anything I've ever done. It's a total loss of control. And not the nice, wholesome my girlfriend has pierced tongue cut away.
I think you've already figured out I'm not the poster boy for normal.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location.
What a crazy random happenstance.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Strangely Literal. I am your host, Tabs, here in beautiful, bright, sunny Los Angeles, California. And I am bringing you one of my favorite types of fix to bring you a crossover. Oh, don't you just love it? This is a crossover with Firefly and Heroes, which in of itself might be a bit strange. I have written it. Yes, I have. You have a time traveler as a main character. You know, you can go anywhere. But this is with Siler, and it kind of works because Siler's a bit crazy. River's a bit crazy. So it's a fun story and is read by Jen. And I hope you guys enjoy. I just love crossovers. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know how much I love crossovers. And it just intrigued me, the idea of Siler and River. Really, really intrigues me. I think it's a good study in psychopathism. That's probably not even a word. Whereas Rivers is used for good, Siler's is obviously evil. So bouncing those two characters off each other is very clever, and I give props to the author. So take it away, Jen.
Time for some thrilling heroics. Here's how it is.
You get killed, I'm telling.
Okay, that's new.
Monster falls for crazy. Monster, stop hiding tucked away under my pink bed. I can see you all so clearly plain as day. The rain has gone away, so come out and play. Instead of the last face I remember seeing of my very first enemy, besides my father, but who doesn't hate their parents, Peter, who had been busy tricking me blind, and loving every second of it, there was a young girl around the cheerleader's age staring at me with wide, doe-like eyes and calling me Monster. The one name that I accepted long ago, when all goodness left, and all that was left pure evil. Each one of them, the heroes that always need to have a fight every other day, all have ticking clocks deep in their little brains that I could hear with those super ears of mine, and the repressed clockmaker in the back of my head, waiting, sometimes telling how godly and pure they are, ooh, other times just showing that they aren't batshit crazy. But this strange creature before me, who at the moment was dancing circles around me, who had been dragged, fingernails and all, out from under the bed, didn't have any such time, or maybe it was all over the place, and I couldn't even hear it. Her eyes still wide, it looks like they're stuck that way, and shining were looking at me like Elle once did, like a plaything just for her. I won't tell no one you're here, Monster, with palms colored with pretty, pretty red. But only if you promise not to go and gut the brain first, Mr. Siler. Deal? Her little fingers found mine faster than I could rip them away, knowing full well that with one touch, I would trust in her words and see all the pain that was swirling around in that jumbled up head of hers, filled with all sorts of terrors, and now some of them were ones I had committed. Deal, River. I had never truly known crazy, not in myself, even if I've had my moments, or even Elle, until I saw her. Unlike all the rest of us who had only small amounts of it, she experienced the full dose all the time, so much that at some points it even sickened herself, but now she had three ways to push it down, but never truly cure it. Simon, the first thing that ever took it all away, the name she says even more often than Monster, dancing her little heart out until her toes bleed, and but of course her newest one, her favorite monster that lives underneath her bed, me. They keep a close eye on her, Simon, most of all, being the brother that I can't believe I would have been. Watching her small hands for guns, which she called flowers and twigs, and knives which she used to cut away at the mean men, so she says. So it's a miracle that I'm still unfound, and that is a good thing not for me, but for all the people I could easily kill with my little pinky finger, and the girl I don't want to. Where have you been? Not for the first time or the last time, the old me, the one that used to come out only to collect all those shining powers, came snarling out ready to bite at the slender hand that feeds me like her pet monster. But unlike the rest of them, she had already seen all the blood that not only stains my hands, but the rest of me, and the only thing she did was show me her own. Flying up and high, Captain let me look at all the pretty little stars and avoid those mean meteors, monster dear. Are you lonely without me? Before I could give my answer, no, which meant yes, 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 her little feet went into a now familiar dance that meant food, the scraps of meat, small potatoes, and apples that she hid in the fold of her dress, ready to share all of her treasures with me. The first time she did this, which had been a feast, until she learned better than to take mountains of foods away from the others, she had to say, I only ever share anything with Mal or Simon, so be happy, be very happy. Thank you, River. It was becoming a habit of mine to say all these things. Thank you, please, I love you. When back in the real world, the one that is filled to the brim with blood, before I had become the monster I am today, those words were said on a daily basis. Thank you, Mother. I love you, Mother. But since then, it's been forever since I had anyone to say those words to until now. No, no, thank you, Madman. Thank you for making my life less boring, even if running, running, and running some more is quite fun. Oh, and finish your dinner, young man, or no dessert for you. From the very start of this, the moment, I started to enjoy this crazy world, living in a faraway future, which one day I will live to see, all because of only one crazy girl that doesn't shudder at my touch. Crawls in my lap like a child waiting for a bedtime story, which I always tell her, or my words that sting every once in a while. I knew that something would happen to ruin it all. I was more than right, but wrong on how it all would be pulled away from me. Not without a fight, but of course. I thought all of her watchers would find her stowaway and send him in the airlock, which I would comply to without a fight, all because of a promise. But I was so very wrong. We were lucky to stay hidden from all the other crewmates, but we were not expecting my past to come back and bite me in the ass, and the one doing the biting was Hilo. Yes, the little son of a bitch thought it would be fun to one day run me through with the sword on his his last day is coming, and coming soon. It didn't end in the big fight I thought it would. It ended right in the middle of one of her dances, when the time traveler caught up with me, and thought it was about time I made it back to my present day, and all of this happened right in front of her own, even wider eyes. But of course she knew it was coming before my eyes were filled with Peter's face rather than hers, but did nothing to stop what was already set in motion. Goodbye, monster. See you very soon. River, why are you crying? Like always, until the last 3 weeks when he came. He has been the one to wipe away the tears, straighten out my mind for me when I couldn't even begin to, and protect me from all the evil in the world, the evil that at this moment is searching for me and me alone. But this time the only one who could fix me up, this time was the one that was snatched right in front of me. No goodbye, and no other types of monster sounds, just nothing. Because, Simon, because I want my monster back, the one that lives under my bed, smells of copper and flames, and loves me, that's all. River, come here and meet our new crewmate. River, this is Gabriel Gray. Gabriel, this is River Tam, our co-pilot, psychic, and crazy person. River, Gabriel is going to help Kaylee fix up this old girl. Be nice. She was the same as I remembered her. It's been after decades and decades since I last laid my eyes on her. Crazy as can be, in both her rambling words, and the smile that is aimed at me, and those wide eyes that are doing nothing but staring at a familiar face that to her only left 1 week ago. Miss your monster, River? Yes, yes, be very flattered. I miss you more than I miss Simon when he went off to be a con man. Not of his own choosing, but of course. Be happy like I'm happy my monster is again under my bed. Well, this time let's hope I get my own room.
All of the characters and universes referenced here are the intellectual copyrighted material of Joss Whedon, the Fox Network, Universal Pictures, and others. This podcast and the stories contained herein are purely for entertainment purposes, and no money or Second Life money was made off of this. All stories are by individuals and used with permission from the author. Strangely Literal was created in Chicago and is now produced in Los Angeles and has no connection or affiliation with Joss Whedon. For more information about this show, please check out our website at strangelyliteral.com.
The podcast you're listening to is a part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinesstudios.com.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.